This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 29th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Boko Haram, the Muslim extremist group, recently returned over 100 Nigerian African schoolgirls they kidnapped last month, except for a Christian schoolgirl, Leah Sherabu, who refused to convert to Islam. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson from International Christian Concern about how Nigeria's president has spoken out for Leah. However, the president also spoke out for the Chibok girls who were kidnapped in 2014, and it took over a year for anything to happen.
It's always the same answer. We're going to do everything we can to get them back. In the end, it usually looks like for any of the girls that have gotten back that are Christian in the past, paying tons of money to this terrorist group who's then going to turn and use it to either kidnap more girls, conduct more bombings, or terrorize the people of Nigeria even more.
Johnson said to pray for 15-year-old Leah to stay strong in her faith and for her family.
Praying for her physical, emotional, spiritual safety. A big part of this is going to be that Boko Haram is going to try and get her to convert to Islam. They're going to do that through physical and mental torture. If she's not rescued soon, it's going to continue to happen for months and years. The other thing that you can be praying for in that case is her family. Just make sure that they stay strong and hopeful that she can be returned.
Would you pray Psalm 106, verse 10 for Leah as she is in captivity? It says, "And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy." You can contact the Nigerian African government through the link provided in our transcript today at theworldview.com. As China continues to tighten restrictions on Christianity, the government put the Religious Affairs Bureau under the direct control of the Communist Party last week. Also last week, officials in China's southern Yunnan province sentenced Pastor John Cao from North Carolina to 7 years in prison with a heavy fine for, quote, "an illegal border crossing," end quote. Cao has worked to build 16 schools, helping 2,000 impoverished children in Myanmar. Last Friday, an Islamic militant gunman killed 4 people and injured others before being shot dead by police in southern France. In the fray, the gunman took several hostages at a supermarket, including a woman. Among the first responders on the scene, 44-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Arnold Beltrame took the place of the hostage woman, saving her life, but dying from knife and gun wounds he received in the process. Praised as a Christian hero, Beltrame was honored yesterday with a national tribute led by French President Emmanuel Macron. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." The government of Argentina is considering a bill to legalize the murder of unborn babies until 14 weeks, or up to 9 months in certain situations. In response, hundreds of thousands of Argentinians gathered in the streets across 200 cities this past Palm Sunday to march for life on the traditional National Day of the Unborn Child. Argentina's constitution, amended in 1994, defines life as beginning at conception. A recent Barna study found 51% of U.S. churchgoers do not know of the Great Commission when asked if they had heard it before. Of the other half who did recognize the phrase, only 17% knew the Bible passage associated with it. At 60%, church-going evangelicals were the most likely to recognize and identify the Great Commission in Scripture. Jesus commissioned his disciples in Matthew 28:18-20. "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." President Donald Trump issued a ban on individuals entering the military who pretend to be the opposite sex last July, but multiple federal judges have blocked implementation of the ban. On Friday, Trump issued a new order banning transgender individuals with a, quote, "history or diagnosis of gender dysphoria," end quote, in most cases from the military. President Trump signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill last week. As we reported on Monday, The bill continues to fund the murder giant Planned Parenthood, but the bill also leaves the Johnson Amendment intact, the tax law that prevents pastors from endorsing political candidates as part of their church's 501c3 status. Trump promised to totally destroy the amendment, but did sign an executive order last year limiting the application of the law by the IRS to religious organizations engaged in political activity. And remember, join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th, with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st, just 3 days remaining. Go to generations.org. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.